We have two scripture readings this morning. The first one is Psalm 78, verses 23 through 29, found on page 839. Yet he gave a command to the skies above and opened the doors of the heavens. He rained down manna for the people to eat. He gave them the grain of heaven. Human beings ate the bread of angels. He sent them all the food that they could eat. He let loose the east winds from the heavens, and by his power made the south wind blow. He rained meat down on them like dust, birds like sand on the seashore. He made them come down inside their camp, all around their tents. They ate till they were gorged. He had given them what they craved. The second reading is John 6, 26 through 35, found on page 1519. Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna from the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is the word of the Lord.
How many of you love fresh baked goods? That's it, raise your hands. How many of you love fresh baked goods, still hot or warm from the oven? Me too. Warm chocolate chip cookies, pies, still warm from the oven, hot donuts. But my favorite is fresh baked warm bread. Warm bread, slathered with butter. I must confess, I'm a food junkie. Not a junk food junkie, but a real addict to fresh home-cooked food. And right at the top of the list is fresh warm bread. That is why when I saw this passage in the lectionary, I got excited and anxious to read it and to talk about it. It's about bread. Of course, it's not only about physical bread, but also very much more. Earlier in this chapter, Jesus fed 5,000 with five little barley loaves and a few small fish. And when he perceived that the people were pressing to take him and make him king, he withdrew to a mountain by himself. The apostles left him behind when they got into a boat and went to the other side, to Capernaum. Jesus hadn't joined them. He then went to them walking on the water. He got into the boat, and they immediately reached their destination. And this is where today's scripture begins. The crowds caught up with him, and Jesus scolded them, saying, "Very truly, I tell you, you're looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill." Now, this seems a bit harsh, perhaps a bit severe. Why do you think this reaction was appropriate? Do you suppose that this is what the crowds of people were really thinking about? Well, maybe yes. Let's dive into this passage. Let's imagine ourselves in this crowd of people. Let's follow Jesus along with this throng of people and see what's happening here. We must use our imagination seriously. Jesus and his apostles had crossed over to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee. John 6, 2 through 5 tells us, "And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, 'Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?'" This is the crowd that we are a part of. We follow Jesus from Jerusalem to Capernaum on the Sea of Galilee because we've seen the signs and wonders that he performed. And now it's late and we're hungry. We didn't pack lunch. We just left with the crowd, caught up in the excitement. And Jesus said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" But Jesus only said that to test him. He knew exactly what he was going to do. Now here's where your imagination comes in. Remember that warm, fresh bread that we talked about? And how delicious it was? Well, now you're in this crowd, and you're hungry. And Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Savior, is going to feed us. You can imagine that when God multiplies 5 loaves to feed more than 5,000 people, he isn't going to turn 5 crusty old barley loaves into 5,000 crusty old barley loaves. When he blesses them and gives them to the people, to us, the bread is changed. Just as everything that Jesus touches is changed. Jesus only gives us the best, warm, fresh, heavenly bread. This is bread like we've never tasted in our lives. But there's more. Jesus heals the sick, restores sight to the blind, and feeds us with his word and divine bread. Yes, we're going to follow him. But Jesus very quickly realizes that we're not getting it. We're not grasping the whole picture. We don't fully understand what Jesus is about. It says in verse 26, "Very truly, I tell you, you're looking for me not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill." That may be what many in the crowd were thinking. That may be how many of them were feeling. In truth, even today, this is the attitude of many Christians. So the question is, why do you follow Jesus? Jesus can fill our stomachs. He can fill our life with many blessings. He can give us health, prosperity, family, friends, intelligence, wisdom, and more. But is that why we follow him? If that is why we are his disciples, do we walk away from him when things go bad? If we lose our health, lose our wealth, or lose a family member or friend, is that a deal breaker? Jesus continues to use the food metaphor, specifically the bread metaphor. Jesus cautions us, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which is the Son of Man, which I will give you. For on him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Jesus promises them and us that he can give us food for eternal life. Jesus rebuked the crowd for following him to the other side of the lake. Jesus accused them of looking for him for what they might receive from him, for what he could give them. He gets them. And with this last remark, it seems that they're beginning to get him. Because then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" To do the works God requires. This is an astute question. He says, to work for the food that endures to eternal life. Now Jesus has their attention and our attention, or so it seems. Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So, what must we do to receive the food that endures to eternal life? Do we need to perform some special feat? No. Perhaps we need to say some special prayers. No. Should we sow magic seeds that grow a plant with eternal fruit? No. No and no. Jesus tells them and us that the work of God is simply this, to believe in the one he has sent. Okay, now it looks like he's lost them again. I hope we aren't lost by this doctrine. No, I don't think we are. But it seems as though they haven't fully grasped what he's saying. So they asked him, what sign then will you give us that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Strange thing to ask. This whole discourse started when Jesus accused the crowd of following him because of the bread and fish that he fed them. He multiplied 5 old stale barley buns into fresh, warm, delicious bread, enough for over 5,000 people and 12 baskets left over, and now they're asking for a sign. They mentioned that their ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they quote the scripture where it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. See what great patience Jesus has. See what great love and compassion. He knows what he's going to do. Everything about the bread that he fed them when they were hungry, and the bread from heaven, the manna that the ancestors ate, and the food that endures to eternal life, is all leading up to this moment. This is Jesus' plan to declare the gospel to them. Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Now they're beginning to understand the metaphor here. Sir, they said, always give us this bread. And here it is. This is the gospel. Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Jesus declares that he is the true bread from heaven, the bread of God that gives life to the world. He is the food that endures to eternity. Friends, the gospel comes in many forms, but it is always the same good news. Here Jesus uses a metaphor, just as he has so many times in the past when he spoke in parables. The good news is that Jesus loves us, every single one of us. He was hung on a tree and died for us. What does that mean, he died for us? It means that he took our place. We are deserving of death for our sins, but Jesus took our place. He took our sins and washed them away with his blood, and now we are forgiven. We have received the righteousness that only he can impart on us. So how does this bread metaphor become the gospel? Jesus tells us plainly. And Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Next week, we will be celebrating the Sacrament of Communion here. It's a tradition that Jesus started when he celebrated what we call the Last Supper. Verse 35 reads, "Whoever comes to me will never go hungry." On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread and blessed it. He broke it and gave it to his apostles, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you." And again he said, "Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And in the same manner, when supper was ended, he took the cup and gave it to them. And he said, "This is the cup of my blood. As often as you do this, do it in memory of me." Jesus is the food that leads to eternal life. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." This "I am" statement is one of the seven "I am" statements in John's gospel. He says, "I am the light of the world, the door, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth, and the life, and the true vine." The statement, "I am the bread of life," is the very first "I am" to be mentioned in the gospel. And I don't think that that's an accident. It's the most important of the seven because it leads to the institution of the sacrament of communion, and thereby to our very salvation. Dear friends, brothers and sisters, church, this is the heart of our faith, the heart of the gospel, that Jesus is our Savior. He is the only food that we can eat to lead us to eternal life. He is the spiritual bread that we take into our bodies when we believe in him, follow him, and obey his commands. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God and is God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. Believe that he died as payment for our sins and conquered death. He arose from the tomb and ascended to heaven to make a way for us to be with him forever. Friends, if you haven't already done so, I encourage you to commit to following Jesus now. Don't let another second go by. You don't have to stand up or raise your hand. I'll lead us in a prayer. Just pray silently with the words I pray, and if you believe in your heart that Jesus is King and he did what Scripture says that he did, then you will be saved. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us your life so that we may live. Jesus, be my Savior and Redeemer. Be my Lord and Master. Feed me with the bread that gives eternal life, and fill me with your presence through the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.